What up, fighters? Hope you're having a kick-ass week. Hope you're making money. Hope you're not stealing time and money from your families. I hope you are absolutely fucking crushing it. And I hope you're doing that intentionally, right? I hope you're not accidentally succeeding, which, hey, that's better than accidentally failing. But guys, there's so many things that are within our control as a business owner. And my promise to you guys, if you just control the shit that you can control, which number one is the shit between our ears, and number two, the little bit of math in your business, your life will be drastically different. I don't care what position you're in. I don't care if you're broke or you're setting the world on fire right now. All right. You got shit tons of money in the bank. You're selling at whatever price. Guys, there's always room to grow. Okay. So hopefully that's it. But today I want to talk about the first 5 years of business. Guys, so many times, and the reason I'm talking about this, I'm getting a lot of mail, whatever, however you want to call it, messages, whatever, lately about I'm starting my business. How do we be successful? I've been in business for a couple of years now and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I can't figure out the systems and I can't figure out this and I can't hire anybody and blah, blah, blah. Goes on and on and on. Now, I've also said in the past, if you've been in business more than a year or so and you're barely scraping by, you're just making a living, you got to seriously fucking evaluate whether you should keep doing this or not. Guys, this is one of the best times in history to own a business. This is one of the best times in history to own a, be a contractor. There's so much damn money out there. And if you're not making money as a contractor right now, you seriously got to look in the fucking mirror. All right? And own your shit. And control the things you need to control. A lot of you ain't making money because you know you need to charge more, but you're being too much of a fucking pussy to do it. That's on you. Sack up, charge more. A lot of you guys ain't making money because you're letting your crews walk all over the fuck over you. Okay? Because you're held hostage. You think if you stand your ground on your position, like, hey, fill all your fucking time cards, or hey, here's the scope of the work, whatever it is, you feel like they're going to bail on you. Well, let me tell you this. Fucking winners, FWs, they want to be held accountable. They want somebody who's confident. They want somebody who's going to create the type of culture full of other fucking winners. And guys, these are things that are all within your damn control. All right? And I get fired up about this because so many contractors, you guys are suffering needlessly because you refuse to do the shit that you already know to do. Today, I want to talk about the first 5 years of business. Guys, number one, look at any other industry. It is very rare that somebody has massive success in the first few years of business. There's a learning curve. And so as hard as I am on you guys, I want you to cut yourself some fucking slack from time to time that if you're doing the things that you're learning here and other places to do, you're implementing things, you're bringing in money and you're spending less than you bring in. And if you're working on yourself, personal development as a leader, blah, 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 all the shit we talk about here. Guys, if you're doing that, and you're not setting the world on fire yet, just keep trusting the process. I want to encourage you with that. Hang in there. If you ain't doing this shit, then you need to fucking quit. And because some of you listen to me say this, and you're like, oh, I'm never quitting. I'm not. Well, some of you should quit because you refuse to do the shit that it takes to be successful. But if you're doing that, then play the long game. Be resilient. Keep getting up. Keep going after it. Keep learning. Keep getting better. So in the first 5 years, guys, you got to give yourself some slack in the sense, like, have high expectations for yourself. Expect yourself to fucking win and to grow and get better and be competitive. Compete with yourself, by the way. That's a whole nother podcast. All right. But understand that growth and success in anything takes some time. So you can't quit your job, have no money in the fucking bank, start a business, underprice yourself, don't have enough money for a fucking website, can't market yourself and expect your business to grow, right? You just can't. Doesn't work that way. So I'm like all over with this topic here today because the title of this is what I do in the first 5 years of business. What I would do is I would focus 100% on marketing and sales. That's fucking it. Some of you guys are going like, well, I got to have systems. You know, I read the E-Myth. Got to have processes. Got to have systems. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. I hate to disappoint you here, but most of you suck at it. Okay? I suck at it. The only way I have good processes and systems in place in my business is I know they're important, number one, as a leader, and I make enough fucking money to hire people to help me implement them and to create them. Okay? And I've always focused on marketing and sales because it's my sweet spot. Everything is easier when you have leads. Everything is easier when you sell. So many of you guys are sitting up late at fucking night trying to figure out QuickBooks, trying to optimize your own damn website, trying to put together a checklist for this, that, and the other thing in your company because some fucker said you have to have all these crazy systems in place, and you're not giving marketing and sales the time that it fucking deserves. And that's why you continue to struggle financially. That's why you're tired every fucking day. Okay, that's why you can't build a team, because you don't make enough money. I don't know how many times we have to talk about it here, guys. Sales solves a lot of problems. High profit sales solve a lot of problems. That's what we teach you here. Get your fucking heads right and go market and go sell. Also, expect in the first 5 years of business to be in the hustle and grind phase. Very few of you will be able to figure it out in a couple of years and have all these amazing processes and systems in place. And if you do, more power to you. That's great. But for the majority of business owners in anything, the first 5 years are a grind. Guys, you're building your brand. You're building your own personal brand. You're building your business brand. You're proving yourself in the marketplace. You know how long it takes to get a year's worth of experience? A year. So focus on the customers you have now. Love up on them. Deliver a great experience. That's still marketing, by the way. It's still sales because they'll refer you or they'll buy from you again. But so many of you are so focused on going to the next job and the next job and the next job that you're not understanding the marketing and sales opportunity you have with this job and this customer. Okay? Friends, here's the formula. Now, for the half dozen of you that are going to send me a message and call bullshit, okay, I love you guys, whatever. But for most of you listening to this, market, sell, repeat. Market, sell, repeat. Over and over and over. Get that down. Figure out, track your fucking leads, okay? If you're going to put a system in place right now, have a lead tracking system in place. I don't care if it's a spiral notebook, a spreadsheet, or a fancy sales tracking CRM. But track where your leads are coming from that turn into money for you, right? Does no good to get 100 leads from a source and make no money from them. I'd rather figure out where my money is coming from. That's what we talk about in our marketing boot camp in the Contractor Fight here. It's built for people that are in the hustle and grind phase that don't traditionally have bags and bags of fucking money sitting around extra to market with because they're trying to eat. So there's some expect to put some sweat equity into the marketing of your business. That's shaking hands. It's meeting people. It's doing community events. It's building a list of influencers. It's using the fuck out of social media and becoming an expert in that. Guys, that's some low-hanging fruit. So, in your first 5 years of business, with few exceptions, market, sell, repeat. Market, sell, and I'll give you this one, learn, and then repeat what's working. Market, sell, learn, repeat. Market, sell, learn, repeat. Do that over and over. The system's shit will take care of itself because you'll have enough damn money. Hey, before we get out of here, listen, I just talked about market, sell, repeat, blah, blah, blah. Head to thecontractorfight.com/leads. And we got a worksheet there, a free worksheet for you that basically tells you how many damn leads you need to hit your sales goals and your money goals and all that good stuff. Contractorfight.com/leads. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next time.